USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A strong winter storm will stretch from the southern Rockies to the east coast over the next few days. A streak of snow is expected to bring moderate to major impacts from southeastern Colorado to southern Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
That's going to bring a multi-hazards across the plains. So there'll be some snow on the northern extent of that, stretching from Colorado into portions of Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, kind of across the plains towards Illinois and Wisconsin.
Lawmakers want the president to speak on the recent downing of unidentified aerial phenomena objects. Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw, who attended a classified briefing on the three UAPs shot down over the weekend, said they hope the president talks soon to the American people.
President Biden owes the American people an explanation. President Biden should speak on camera directly to the American people today.
Without him actually coming out and saying anything specific, or even saying what they know and what they don't know, the American public is just left to speculation.
Super Bowl champs Kansas City Chiefs are back at home today and will celebrate with a parade at noon Central Time. Florida lawmakers passed a bill that would allow the state to pick up and relocate illegal immigrants to anywhere in the United States. Members of the state House voted 77-34 to approve SB6B and the $10 million to fund the program. The state Senate passed the bill last week and is expected to be signed when it hits Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. Florida Representative John Snyder.
Joe Biden has completely waved the white flag when it comes to enforcing our borders. And so what's ultimately happened is that every state has become a border state. But here in Florida, we're not going to just stand idly by.
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, announced she will not seek re-election in 2024. The announcement comes after roughly three decades in the Senate. Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, one of the House Democrats running for Feinstein's seat, said in a statement, "Dianne Feinstein is one of the finest legislators we've ever known." Another contender, Democrat Representative Katie Porter, says Feinstein has had a remarkable career serving the people of California. President Biden touts his economic agenda in a keynote address to county officials.
Biden, addressing a gathering of county officials from around the country, touted how his domestic agenda has been helpful to local governments.
When I signed the American Rescue Plan, it sent $350 billion for the first time in history to every state, city, and county in America.
Biden added his administration has made economic progress as inflation is trending downward and unemployment remains low. He also took a shot at Republicans, again stating they want to cut Medicare and Social Security. I'm John Schaefer.
Police are announcing the gunman who killed three Michigan State University students and critically wounded five others before taking his own life had a history of mental illness and carried a note in his pocket indicating a threat to two New Jersey schools. Anthony Dwayne McRae lived in an adjacent city of Lansing, Michigan. A neighbor of McRae's described him to Reuters as a real hellraiser who often fired his gun at home. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.